A singer is accused of dosing his bandmate with estrogen to steal his girlfriend. An influencer is selling her bottled farts for $300. And the very first marriage between a woman and an AI hologram. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast produced and recorded inside a closet in Los Angeles. Let's go! A singer is accused of dosing his bandmate with estrogen in an attempt to steal his woman. It's a very bizarre title. It's hard to believe that it's true. But this is Weird AF News, guys. There's no fake news here. Well, once in a while, I come across a story that's obviously fake after I get to the second paragraph. But sometimes so good, I just got to keep going. Yeah. Why let truth get in the way of a good, entertaining story? This one seems real. We have a small-time hardcore band that's now going viral because of not their music, but a bizarre gender-bending tale. The story involves the singer of the band dosing his bandmate with estrogen in an effort to steal his fiance. I didn't know you could do that, but apparently that's one approach. If I turn him into a woman, I can steal his woman. Unless, of course, the woman likes the woman. All right, let's keep reading about this bizarre tale. The band's name is Lorona. Never heard of it. They shared their story on their Instagram page. Why would you share this? This is embarrassing. People have no shame, though. Can't wait to rush to social media to share their pathetic adventures. The band claimed that the vocalist Diego attempted to force a transition on his supposed bandmate by giving him pre-workout drinks laced with the female hormone, estrogen. The vocalist's goal in all of this was to make himself look more manly compared to his love rival so that the singer could swoop in. The band's Instagram post called it a stupid caveman mindset that makes zero sense. The vocalist confessed to this during a drinking binge, then admitted it again via text message, according to the band. What is up with these metal musicians now, huh? Can't they just stick to biting the heads off bats and destroying the hotel rooms that they stay in? That was what they did back in my day. Now they're doing some sort of covert estrogen operations. This one was called Operation Man, I Feel Like a Woman. This guy's approach, so stupid. No, I'm going to make him be more, I'm going to make it so that I look more manly than him. And she'll go for me. Did he pound his chest after each estrogen dose? I'd imagine he did. Oh, I'll put the estrogen in the smoothie then. Get myself more manly. The band says on their social media, we have decided to part ways with our vocalist Diego due to the admission of very disturbing and concerning behavior towards one of our band members and their partner. Wow, it's a long Instagram post. Wow, they really laid it all out. All about the tampering and the sabotage. They say he has admitted to being obsessed with the bandmate's partner and has been attempting to sabotage their relationship during pre-workout routines where he put high amounts of estrogen in the bandmate's drink. He attempted to force a transition onto him. I'll turn you into a large-breasted woman, you watch. In half a year, you'll be talking like this. And then my manly voice will seem more attractive to your woman. She doesn't want to be with a lady boy. She wants to be with a man like me. This is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. Wow. Bro. There are much easier ways to steal your bandmate's lady. I'm just telling you. Now, the fallout of all of this is the bandmate got pretty sick. The hormone-laced drinks caused confusion as well as thousands of dollars in medical bills as the victim tried to figure out what was going wrong with him. Here's a quote from the victim. I have had physical changes from the hormones besides stomach ulcers, weight loss, muscle fatigue that I will not get into, as well as serious mental changes. He said, what he did is disgusting and has had an immense negative effect on my life. Yeah. And if someone did this to me, I would break their legs. There's no, I wouldn't even think twice about it. Your legs are broken. Not from me. I'm going to pay somebody. But your legs are going to get broken. There's no getting around that, bro. I'm not going to rush to social media to attack you and insult you. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm from Boston, and we don't do it like that. This is a sick individual, by the way. Really sick, and should go to prison. Really. This is, on some level, this is poisoning someone. Now, we have a quote from this POS singer named Diego. I've since been kicked out of La Rona as well, and I will no longer be in the local music scene. Yeah, you should be in prison, bro. You should be in prison, bro.
I turned my bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Turned my bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Put the estrogen in his drink. Then we went to the gym. Watching him do those bench press, watching his breasts get big. But it's not just from the bench press. I put something in that drink. Turned my bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Turned my bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Turned my bandmate into a woman. I stole his woman. Yeah. Stole his woman, 'cause he's got breasts now. Stole his woman.
A Singaporean influencer is selling her bottled farts for $300. And that's it for me. I'm out, guys. I've had enough of the internet today. The decline of humanity, it's just happening right in front of my face. In this closet, I'm covering it. Isn't that great? They'll look back in history and be like, there was one man in a closet that really closely covered all of the despicable human behavior as humanity got closer and closer onto the brink of its own extinction. And that was Jonesy with his podcast, Weird AF News. This is a Singaporean influencer named Cheng Wing Yi. She goes by Kira Kitty. She made the headlines over the weekend when she was forced to issue a public apology for staging a fake attack on herself while visiting Taiwan. The 21-year-old streamer apparently got her male assistant to dress up as a middle-aged woman and throw eggs at her when she was touring. This occurred on February 9th. So she staged a fake attack on herself, I assume, for publicity. The woman also accused... The woman, her assistant, in public, also accused her of seducing her husband and warned her to stay away from him. The incident was streamed live. So she had her assistant dress up like a middle-aged woman, throw eggs at her and say, "You seduced my husband, you stay away." This is a publicity stunt, apparently. Well, I mean, it's all working. It's working. She's probably using this to gain more traction online so she can sell more farts. I mean, this is pretty good marketing if you're in the business of trying to sell your farts, I'd imagine. Who needs a marketing team? Just go on social media and live stream some fake stunt to sell your farts. It was only after a police investigation that Kira Kitty admitted this was all an act and apologized for her stunt during a live stream over this past weekend. It turns out this influencer is no stranger to using stunts to get attention. Last year, she opened a pop-up maid cafe in Singapore where she charged $100 for hugs. I'm sure people paid for that because people are dumb. Now she's selling her farts online, and I'm sure people are buying it because people are dumb. No one knows what to do with their money. These dumb people, they have money. They don't know what to do with it. I keep telling them, join the Patreon, but they don't listen to me. Now you're probably wondering, selling farts online, what are we looking at here? Is there a demand for this? Yeah, apparently there is a huge demand because her bottled farts, her little whiffs in a jar are currently sold out, according to her website. That's the farts come in a sealed jar with a love note. A love note? What's it say? From the bottom of my bottom, sent this scent for you. From the bottom of my bottom, take a whiff of my lovely bottom and know that I love you and I'm thinking of you when I'm thinking of you. This fart was specially made for you. According to the website, the fart can be retained for up to 30 days after the jar is opened. How does that even work scientifically? How do you do that? How do you keep a whiff inside a bottle for a month? I'd imagine it just comes out. You got to fart in like a wet sponge, little tiny wet sponge, I'd imagine, and then put that in the jar, and that'll keep the scent for a while, I'd imagine. I don't know. I don't know anything about the science of retaining farts in small vessels. I have to be honest with you. Well, this is what we're doing with our technology, man. We're supposed to have flying cars. What the hell, man? What are we doing, guys? Jar farts online? This is what we're doing? It says here, if you prefer something more tangible from this influencer, she also sells her used bathwater for $500 for used bathwater for $500. You don't even have proof that she bathed in it. She's just running it out of the tap, putting some suds in it and selling it for $500. I wonder if that's sold out too. Probably, because people are so dumb. And the part that really gets me is I'm sweating my ass off in a closet 5 days a week for very little money. This lady's just puffing in a jar. Thousands of dollars. Who knows how much money she's making? I can't stand it. Wait, I think I have a foolproof way to make money. I'm going to sell pieces of my closet that I punch away when I slam holes into the wall because I'm angry that influencers make more money than me doing one-tenth of the work that I'm doing. Who wants to buy a piece of plaster that I just punched out of the closet, huh? $500!
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
A woman trains an AI on her exes, creates a hologram, and then marries it. Okay. A woman in Spain, she's found her new love in the form of a hologram. This hologram special, it's taken on the personality and similarities of her previous boyfriends. We have here artist Alicia Framist. She's going to be marrying AI Lex, an AI hologram. She's going to marry it at the Diepe Buysman van Beuningen Museum in Rotterdam. I didn't pronounce that right at all, but who cares? She acknowledges the wedding will be part of her performance project called The Hybrid Couple, which looks at the relationship between humans and AI in contemporary society. I've even looked at this. I've covered some stories about people having AI boyfriends and girlfriends. And I covered a story about a Japanese man, I believe, who married a hologram. I need to dig that up. The hologram of her dreams, this artist, Alicia, has been trained to replicate her exes, and the artist believes this technology is one of the best at replicating human feelings. Are you sure you want the AI to act like your exes? Because I'd imagine they're just going to leave her pretty soon, right? I mean, if I don't know much about making relationships last, but you probably don't want to train your AI partner on relationships that didn't work. As they say in sports, past performance predicts future outcomes. But hey, what do I know about love? I can't make it work. So maybe the future is partnerships with holograms. Back in my day, you know, a schoolgirl would date a boy whose picture she cut out of a magazine. Eventually we're moving on from that, it seems. It says, while the 57-year-old explains this is an experiment with love and intimacy, in identity in the age of artificial intelligence. She says this could become the new normal. Love and sex with robots and holograms are an inevitable reality. They are great companions and capable of expressing empathy. Just as phones have saved us from loneliness and filled the void in our lives, holograms as interactive presences in our homes can take it even further. Yeah, but you can't get intimate with it, right? On a physical level, not yet anyways. They'll figure that out soon. The wedding reception, it says, is going to feature a unique ritual for the union between human and avatar, with the wedding breakfast being made up of molecular food. Stop it! Molecular food that can be enjoyed by both humans and humanoid entities. What is that? How the hell do you eat hologram tacos, bro? I don't think it's going to work. Although it sounds like a great weight loss plan. It says, after marrying, the couple plan to live in a house they are building in Menorca. How's the AI building the house? Someone tell me. How's a hologram going to hammer a nail? Alicia says, quote, a new generation of love is emerging, whether we want it or not, where humans will be married and in relationships with holograms, avatars, robots, and more. Just as we practice a new language with Duolingo, we will practice new relationships with these special entities. Says here, this isn't the first time Alicia has fallen for a non-entity. In 1995, she fell in love with and moved in with a mannequin in France that she named Villanueva. Okay, so she's got mental disabilities here is what it sounds like to me. Alicia isn't the first to marry a non-human partner. In 2023, New York-based Rosanna Ramos claimed she had officially tied the knot with boyfriend Aaron Cartal, who just so happens to be an AI. There are reports that the couple are expecting a baby together. Stop it! Stop it! A baby with an AI? Are you okay? No, no, no. I have a rudimentary knowledge of how biology works, and that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna fly. You can't have a baby with an AI or a hologram, I'm so sorry to say. A human can't even procreate with a gopher, and that exists in three-dimensional space. Can't procreate with something that's digital. Anyways, back to this original story, Alicia, because I have some questions about it. Nowhere in the article does it mention what the ex-boyfriends think of all of this, and did they even consent to be used as the AI models for her hologram? I don't think this is going to end well, but the good thing is Alicia is voluntarily removing herself from the gene pool, so that's good. Good to know. too mean? Too mean? Yeah. But appropriate. Me, my money, money, my, yeah, yeah. Me, my money, money, my, yeah, yeah. What's up? What is up? What is up, my loyal listeners? Or maybe you're not so loyal. Maybe you're just stopping by for a little one-off, a little quickie. Well, please consider subscribing to the Weird AF News podcast. But just be aware, I do Weird News 5 days a week. And on Friday, it's only Weird News from Florida. I usually do 3 weird stories from all around the world. I make little commentaries on it. And I make an attempt to crack some jokes. And it's funny sometimes. It's cringe sometimes. And sometimes Jonesy gets a little angry. Like in today's episode. you're at the whims of my my daily mood swings as well, so just be aware. And I wake up sometimes hungover, and so you're at the behest of my energy levels, and they swing a little bit. So I'm just giving you the full rundown so you get the full picture of what's going on here. The good thing is I don't drop any F-bombs, and I haven't in like 1,700 episodes, which, being a dude from Boston, you have no idea. Like, that in itself is just a major accomplishment, I have to say, because I say that word so much in my daily speech that but when I'm in the closet, I'm like, all right, don't say the F-word, man. Just keep it. The kids are listening, man. Just don't keep it chill, keep it clean. Try and do your best, Jonesy. Come on. Try and get into heaven, man. You're gonna get into heaven this way, man. Yeah, I'm out of my mind. Anyways, I appreciate you spending some time with me per usual. Please subscribe and rate and review the podcast if you'd like to help me out, because I get some bad reviews. Bad. People love to throw stones. I don't know why. I don't know why. There's something wrong with them. They have too much time on their hands. They're ghastly people, if you ask me. Ghastly. Anyways, maybe you're rich and you want to support the show. That's pretty cool. I'd appreciate that. Jonesy doesn't make much money doing this. You can do it by going to weirdafnews.com. That's the official website of Weird AF News. Yeah, and you can click on Join the Patreon. There's a Patreon banner there. You can click on the coffee cup, too. There's a coffee cup there. You can buy Jonesy a coffee. You can click on the PayPal icon. There's a PayPal banner, and you can give Jonesy a PayPal donation. All of that stuff. Or do nothing. Just listen and smile and sip your coffee and enjoy.